Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the rubber band podcast. In front of me, comedy legend Mike Ward, Make-A-Wish kid Chris Ramsey, yeah. And the reason why kids have wishes, Poseidon. You're the cancer on society, sir.
I am.
All right, that's it. That's what we got. Yeah. You. Yeah. I want to hear about...
You're doing a Make-A-Wish...
Yeah.
They reached out to me, was it last year? During COVID, the Make-A-Wish Foundation... And
last year, and you still haven't seen this kid yet?
No,
he might not be around.
No, he's actually hanging on for dear life. He's like, one day he'll come visit.
I keep pushing it back.
That's a good trick, though, because oftentimes, like,
I
had a friend that had cancer, and he only had like 6 months to live. But since he was working, and when you have a reason to live, you can stretch it out. So maybe
something
that,
to that
kid, yeah. Just you call him. Ah!
Have you done this before?
No.
Surprisingly, I feel like.
Or no, I did. I did do it once. It was very, very weird, though. Yeah. But it wasn't with the Make-A-Wish people. Yeah. It was just someone reached out.
Is that kid who can't sing? Is that?
Yeah, no. Me it was some. I used to do a thing with Patrick Grou that we had these two characters.
Yeah.
So Pat reaches out and he goes, "There's this little kid. He's dying of cancer," and him and his buddy, they always pretend to be me and you.
Oh, cool.
And let's go visit them. Bring the costumes, and then we'll let them do the sketch wearing our costumes.
That's fucking cool.
So we went. They put the costumes on. They did the whole thing. We filmed them. It was amazing. It was super sweet. And then they asked us to put the costumes on. We put the costumes on. We did like a sketch from a gala. They fucking loved it. It was amazing. The little kid died like maybe a month later or 2 months later.
Whoa.
And then...
how old were they?
They were like 14, 13, 14. They were really young. And then Pat calls me and he's like, "Do you want to come to the funeral?" And I was like, I'm not good with death. Like, and I was like, I'd like to be able to say yes, but I can't go.
Yeah.
So Pat went alone. And then he said it was the weirdest thing because everyone was like, "Hey, he fucking loved you. Take a picture with him. So Pat was like next to the coffin.
Oh, no.
Just like this. With people taking pictures. And he was like, "Oh, you were so right not to come." He was like, "I'm never going to a funeral ever again." God,
that is the wildest. And you know it's a bad choice, but if somebody does it, you know all the other people are like, "I guess
we
I want
do
one
that,
too."
Yeah. And then after, like for sure, everyone that's ever shown that picture, people judge Pat.
Yeah,
people go, "What the fuck's wrong with that guy?" It's a dead child, and this fucking asshole. Yeah,
and he's posing like this. He's like,
yeah, he should have done the same thing.
He's putting his dick on the kid's forehead. He's like, "Nah."
Your face swap, a little face swap.
But that was weird. But it was fun the whole time the kid was alive. It was really fun. But the kid being dead was weird.
Yeah, that's a downer for sure.
Yeah. So you're it's the actual organization that reached out.
Yeah, the organization reached out and they were like, "We got a fan. He's living in Sweden." But he's 19. He was 19 at the time. I guess he's like 20 now or 21.
Well, you're taking your time.
And yeah, I'm really trying to delay this process. No, he's in remission. He's clear. He's
clear.
But I guess he didn't ever, like, it was like a leg cancer. It was like terribly painful. Apparently it was like pain all the time. He had to really endure like dozens of operations, like all the shit. But then now he's like good.
Good for him.
But he still
gets a wish.
He never redeemed his wish, so I guess you get to keep it.
Let's
which
go.
Is
I'm
cool.
down for this kid.
Yeah. So he's chilling and he's like you know, I'm talking to the lady and I'm like, yeah, what does he want? Like, what does he want? Like, what does he want me to do? And they're like, do you have like a magic show or anything that him and his parents could come see? And I'm like, I don't think your parents are gonna like my magic show, but like, you know, they probably, it's not the type of magic they want to see.
I mostly make fun of children with cancer.
That's a big part of my act. I bring one up on stage. So I was like, you just want to hang out? He's like, yeah. I was like, all right, well, come to my office.
Okay. So,
but they're flying him out.
So from Sweden.
Yeah. They pay for everything.
Oh, Jesus.
So they're paying for the parents. Amazing. Yeah.
Oh, and he's going to love your studio.
That's what I'm thinking.
He's going to lose his fucking mind.
And I'm like, and I'm also like, let's make some content. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Are the parents coming?
Like, yeah, the parents coming. But
so I could do like a little documentary.
It should be you and him.
I don't want to exploit them. It's weird. I'd rather, if he said he wanted to film, his dream is to be in a vlog or something, I'd be like, all right. But like, other than that, I'm never going to be like, we should make a video together. I feel like it's super shitty. Yeah. And same for his parents. I was like,
we should make a video together that like, like only me, not a lot of people can see. It's not going to be on the internet.
He's like, are you going to keep it secrets?
He was like, can you shave your head again? I thought it was a good look. Just for the video, for the thumbnail. No, I'm not going to do that at all.
A thing you could do though is, like if you do a video and give it to him so he puts it on his social media if he wants.
Sure, yeah.
Or I'll he do doesn't. Any of that.
Whatever he wants is fine.
What if you could play a prank on him, like the Impractical Jokers?
Yeah. Tell him he has it. He still has it?
Yeah. Just like, you actually do have cancer.
Bruh. Did he lose? Did he lose a leg or something?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think he's clear. I'm not sure about that though. But I asked, I was like, she's like, well, what do you want to do? I'm like, whatever he wants to do. I'm at the office. I got a PlayStation 5. I got a gaming system that's pretty insane. I got Nerf guns.
Dude, the kid's not
going
to fly all the way from Sweden to play PS5. If that's the case, just buy him a PS5.
Yeah, maybe he wants to play PS5 with me. You know, I don't know. That's he's coming to hang out, right? So
you
I'm like,
do
we're just hang out all day.
He's 19 now or 21?
At 20 or
you should do, like, he's remission. So do an episode of Bob.
Have him on the podcast?
Yeah.
I would love to.
Either have him on the podcast or just have him drinking in your studio.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Is that Peanut Gallery or something?
I have a real thing now if you want to do it. You do what he said, live Bob, let the kid drink, but not a lot. A little, but then you get Poseidon to come pick him up, brings him to a strip club.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, drop the parents off, we sneak out to a strip club.
He's from Sweden.
Or a brothel.
Yeah.
They have brothels in Sweden.
They probably have brothels.
Yeah, but not like here.
They're probably better brothels.
But they probably have better brothels. We have better strip clubs.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. That's very true.
Wait, what's the place with the red light district?
Amsterdam.
Oh no, Switzerland.
Amsterdam.
Yeah. That's in Switzerland.
That's in Holland.
That's not Switzerland.
Neither
of Switzerland has the
everything you said is incorrect.
Best prostitution.
Yeah, the best red light district is
in
Switzerland. We
well
all know
known for their prostitution.
Yeah, Switzerland is mostly known for prostitutes. Yeah.
And their
prostitutes,
flag,
chocolates, gold.
And their flag's a big plus.
Yeah. Flag is a big plus. But yeah, think about that. Live Bob and then strippers.
It depends what he's into. I don't know if he's like, because I got like fans that are kind of like all over the map. Like some of them are like, we love Bob. Some of them are like, I'm just here for the puzzles. Hmm. Others are like, I loved you because of magic, right? So I'm going to sort of play it by ear, whatever he wants to do. But he's like, she's like, is it okay if the parents come? And I'm like, he's 20. Does he want his parents there? That's what I asked. I was like,
yeah,
it's up to him. If he wants his parents there to feel comfortable, they can hang out too. I don't care. But if,
did
you
ask, like, does he want his parents there? Hashtag nerd. Yeah. Were you bullied?
I'm like, and I respond, I'm like, are they okay with cocaine? And are they okay with us just openly doing blow? Then cause they're cool. They're not going to call the cops.
They're cool.
Yeah.
They're not narcs, right?
Are they
right?
cool? Yeah.
Are they cops? If they're cops, they have to tell me if I ask.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm like super Hollywood. I'm only fucking the sun. Just let them know that.
I'm not doing a foursome tonight.
So yeah, when's he coming?
It's soon. Yeah.
He's gonna lose his shit.
You want us to meet him?
I think it already happened by the time this pod comes up.
Oh, well, yeah. That's too late.
Yeah. So I'll tell you. I'll report back, or you'll see a video with an awesome thumbnail and like millions of views. The saddest part is, like, if he was down to, like, make a video, and he's like, just imagine, right? He's like, yeah,
hold on
make
a second. I got to cut you off.
Why
is
he,
are you
putting on your tight jacket?
Yeah.
All I hear is, and then I
see
look
him,
over,
look at him,
and
see
I
him.
See him wearing the tightest jacket ever.
Is that jacket always tight?
No, I bought it when it was
you look like you're loose. You look like a pod of peas right now.
Yeah.
And like a blue pot of peas.
I'm healthy.
But totally, he's telling a story in that.
Yeah.
I look at me and Mike are just like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that means you had to take the headphones off, get up, get your jacket, and then put it on.
Yeah, but I tried to do it the lazy way, and also by not trying to attract as much as attention.
You attract a lot of attention. If you didn't want attention, you don't zip it. You put it on, and it's a very puffy, loud material.
Why?
I feel snug. I feel comfortable.
But
I feel
cozy. It's super hot in here.
It's not hot.
It is hot.
My corner was cold. Even earlier, like when I had just the t-shirt on, I was cold.
You don't know hot, bro. You want hot? Yeah. Try blasting some of my bidet in your anus. That's hot, bro.
And he's saying when I was just wearing a t-shirt, you were never wearing a t-shirt since you got here.
I have.
Yeah, he's been wearing a t-shirt.
Yeah, the first episode.
Oh, yeah, it was just a t-shirt?
Yeah, well, yeah. Polo shirt.
Okay. Polo shirt was
okay. I didn't see a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Well, right. I don't know. This area is cold.
It makes sense. He's by the window.
Yeah.
I feel cold.
It's further north.
Yeah.
That might be it.
Actually, it is.
Yeah. It is, yeah, technically.
I like how he's like, everybody That's will why. See how I outsmarted my horn. He tells me it is northern.
Finally,
said,
they'll see my true brilliance.
You bet your ass it is north.
One for me.
I have bested you in mental combat.
Yeah. My cheeks are hurting.
Straight to the comments. Did they appreciate my brilliance?
Like, look at this fat retard.
I'm surely this week they've seen how brilliant I was.
I have agreed because I am closer to the north.
Just shit. You wait to the comments.
Oh my God damn it.
The comments will show you.
Oh, that's funny.
Comments will show you. Well, speaking of comments, there was this whole thing that happened on Twitter. There was this Lebanese influencer. Okay. She wrote she didn't like a southern girl who was like a little tomboyish.
Southern Lebanon?
Yeah. No, Southern America.
Southern American.
Yeah, and then she goes, it's like, hey, y'all, now Lunar Leasing's over. I put the house up, and I'm doing this and this. And she's actually a hot chick.
Super hot.
And she goes, ugh, fucking American women are disgusting. They're like, men, this is why nobody likes you. If you like this, you're gay.
Yeah.
And then I looked at her.
That's funny.
And I looked at the chick that she said is like the guy. And the American girl is a hot woman.
Yeah, she's so hot.
And the Lebanese one looks like a trans man with makeup pretending to be.
Pull her up. Pull the chick up, dude.
Yeah,
she goes, hot catfish lady. She like catches catfish in the bayou or whatever in Alabama.
On Twitter.
You know those big ones? Like with their arm?
No, on Google. And, you search on Google.
Okay, like real catfish.
Real catfish.
Yeah, I thought she was catfishing.
Like, no. She goes into the riverbanks and like pulls out these monsters.
Goddamn.
Yeah, dude.
Like river monsters.
Yeah.
So, yeehaw, guys, I got myself one of them catfishes.
What's her
the
name?
The accent crushes it for me. Yeah. She's all over my Twitter.
What's her
name?
Sorry, Louisiana?
Now, so. Something like that. Alabama, something.
So search hot chick catfish.
Yeah, it'll come up right away.
Hot fish, catfish, hot chick, catfish.
Sounds like a game show.
Yeah, because if you're hot fish,
noodling.
That's not good.
Yeah, she does noodling. Yeah.
Sounds like a game show.
You pretend to be a noodle and you.
Hot chick, catfish.
Hannah Baron.
Is it the
That's her
one?
Hannah Baron.
Yeah.
That's her.
She looks hot. Can I say?
Dude, she's super hot. She's cute.
Yeah.
And she's got like, hi y'all.
Yeah.
Today we're gonna be bear. And I'm like, oh my God.
I just put this here house up myself. Is what I did. Yeah.
She's a little Southern Belle.
Yeah.
You know,
and basically they said that she's a she's
go to TikTok.
By the way, when I was growing up,
Twitter.
When I was growing up, this was not a tomboy.
Yeah,
for sure.
She's just a muscular, hot looking lady.
Yeah, so it's not even that muscular. She's
fit.
Yeah, she's fit. Put her into Twitter.
Yeah Twitter Hannah Baron 96 _.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you should go to her Twitter.
Is that the actual?
No.
Wait, what?
Not Maybe. About,
oh, finally, I can see her account. I'm not blocked on this one.
So, would she post anything? She's been posting a lot today.
No, but don't put, just type in Hannah Baron.
Hannah Baron 96
Gay
_.
Lebanese.
Oh, yeah, maybe for the retweet.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. No, get rid of that.
What's that?
Jesus Christ. There's some.
Somebody
chick
getting bashed.
Talking, and then some guy punches her in the back of the head.
Oh, nice.
Doesn't give me anything.
Yeah, because you just put her handle.
No, I put Hannah Baron gay Lebanese.
No. Just Hannah Baron.
In Google?
Hannah Baron 96
_. Why would you put it on Twitter? It's not a search engine.
Go to Twitter.
But you told me to go to Twitter.
Twitter's fine. Go Hannah Baron. There's two R's there in Baron, I think, right? Is there not?
And did you write gay Lebanese? Why was it gay Lebanese?
And then
you told me gay Lebanese.
Yeah, but
that's her.
Go to people.
Go down.
Go to people.
That's her. She's, yeah.
Yeah, but go to people.
She's very hot.
She'll come up. And then
no, this is the wrong way to do it, doggy. This is, you guys are trying to use Twitter hold like on, Google.
Oh, it's the chick at the top. It's the chick at the top that said it.
No, this is the one after. This is her response. This is her response. Look at how cute she is.
Yeah, can you play? I want to see this thing maybe just...
Because some girl... Hey, Merle.
Giving her
some
grief.
Some girl said that my accent should be illegal. It's
a little southern
women
accent, too. Super
labor.
Cute.
What else?
Like, the wrong person
American
to choose
basically men.
Yeah. To be like, you're ugly. Like, the wrong, absolute wrong person.
Yeah. She's very cute, very girl next door.
Oh.
But I can't remember it.
I can't. I don't hear anything. You guys hear?
So oh, shit. Sorry.
Relevant. Okay.
I don't know if I can hear.
But I just think it's hilarious. Good morning, y'all.
I can't hear anything.
I don't have a Twitter.
I did. Oh, there.
Point,
I got it.
But my account got removed for whatever reason. And I just hadn't got around to making another account. But apparently, I'm trending on Twitter right now because some girl.
Right now?
Some girl said that my accent should be illegal. Women shouldn't do manual labor. What else did she say? American women are basically men, and she just said that I was not feminine. Ooh. And I would tell y'all this girl's name, but I can't remember it because I don't have a clue who she is. So that should tell you how relevant this person is. But I just think it's hilarious because I grew up as the weird kid in high school who hunted and fished too much because back then it wasn't cool for women to hunt or fish or the whole country lifestyle. And I'm so proud of all the women in the outdoors now who are making that more.
Oh, she went private, the other chick now. She was getting harassed too much.
No. This chick's going to be a billionaire by the end of the year.
I've been helping dad build houses since I was 15.
Like this chick here, you know how many fans she's got now? Because of that one tweet?
Yeah, dude, I didn't know who she was. I saw her now. I'm a fan now.
70,000 likes.
I love catfishing.
Can I see the other girl?
Samira, her name is.
Yeah, yikes. Big yikes on her.
Yeah, big yikes, yeah. It's all the, you know.
But can we see the tweet, though?
You could probably find it, yeah, online. It's just that now she made her account private or she blocked me. I'm not sure.
What's her name?
Samira. Samirah.
Oh, yeah, it's private.
Thanks for double checking, by the way. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, these posts
it should be in the real work.
Click on her face just to see.
No, here it's one of those catfish faces, so she looks hotter in the picture. You have to see her in motion.
Yeah, because she looks like
one of the rights, clearly
a real person.
Yeah,
yeah, this looks weird.
That looks like,
the other
Marilyn
one is
Manson.
Fucking like crazy.
Oh, these are the original tweets.
No, they go that now protected.
Look at her bio, foreign policy analyst. Like, shut the fuck up.
Go down.
Another woman in the outdoors doing stuff. Yeah, being a fucking badass in a ghillie suit.
Yeah, and they're hot too.
Yeah.
And by the way, tomboy. Dude, I grew up with tomboys. This is not a tomboy.
Oh, this is the... Okay, so
this is one
of the
original
tweets.
No, this is...
American Beauty idea. Taylor Hill, the versus Bombshell. What? Versus Hannah Baron, the tomboy.
I mean, they're both cute.
They're both cute, yeah.
Why is the American Beauty ideal the tomboy over the VS Bombshell?
Versus.
Oh, it depends who you ask.
Yeah, they're both hot, though.
Yeah, but some people will be like, I like girls who are outdoorsy.
Yeah. Not everyone likes fake tits
not everyone wants a dick.
It doesn't speak for everyone. I think she might just be surrounded by a lot of people that like, you know, Joe Rogan and fucking and Black Rifle Coffee.
Yeah.
And they like shooting guns, so that's their kind of woman.
Yeah.
And that's totally
but
sick.
Her response here is so nice and sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go down.
You can't hate her.
More physically attractive. American women
are not. She got bodied, bro. She's getting hammered.
Yeah.
Go down. Yeah, she's not hot.
Yeah,
but
she
puts
weird,
a lot of makeup to try to look like a dude who dressed up like a girl. It's crazy.
Dude,
but just
is that her?
The makeup is like too much.
Yeah. So imagine she has to put hours in to look like...
Like a sex doll.
Yeah, like not a real chick. And then this one who just goes... like. She's mad at her for being hot.
Goddamn. Yeah, she's mad at her for being hot for
sure. For sure that she, like that Samira chick, her husband or boyfriend, like she saw him looking at those videos.
Yeah.
She's like, what are you doing? I'm just watching. Oh, yeah.
I like
just
noodling.
Catfish videos,
babe. I like noodling.
Think she's hot?
Just fishing videos.
Yeah.
Just fishing. Just catfish.
I'm hot, you son of a bitch. Noodling. Yeah, but she's a cutie, the little South. And I like the way she talks.
Of course.
I never heard the... I don't know what the term
noodling
is.
Oh, she's right there.
Means.
Samir. Go up.
Noodling.
She's right there. Oh. That's her.
Her?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, she's not... Whatever. I don't care. Like...
I mean, he's
former
okay.
Former Miss New Jersey, USA.
And the best women swimmer on top of that. It was pretty cool.
Uh-huh. That's a funny.
They're comparing her to
Oh, to what is that?
This was never real. This is fake. No, this is. There was a whole a story online of how a fan of Angelina Jolie, like she got all the surgery to look like her, and she ended up looking like that. But it was it's not a real thing.
Tim Burton made her.
Yeah. That's Tim Burton Jolie.
Yeah, I kind of dig it. It's kind of sick.
Yeah, we don't talk about the Southern draw enough. It's so nice. Is it just us that like it? Because people talk shit.
Y'all.
I think the fact that it sounds very sweet
it
as well.
Sounds love it. Sweet. It sounds like if your girl has that accent, she's gonna make sweet tea.
Yeah.
And she'll massage you before she sucks your dick.
Yeah.
It feels like she's gonna take care of her man.
Yeah. Or the last where y'all from?
Yeah.
Y'all lost?
Yeah, I love
anything
that.
I can do to help y'all?
Yeah, it makes you melt.
Yeah. You're like, oh my God, of course you can help me, man.
And she probably cook like a mean meal too. You know, like that's the, like, you know, you get beat up, you're on the ground, and like she finds you, she's like, oh, come home with me. And then you wake up in a strange bed, and she brings you a little breakfast, and she's like, you know, tending to your wounds.
She nurses you back to health.
Right? You know what I mean? Yeah. That's a lady.
Yeah. We're building a deck out back.
Yeah, and then she's like, I shot a deer this morning. You're like, sick.
We're getting rid of 5 them Chinamen, you see.
Like, oh, no. Super rich. I got insulted by one of them Arabs on my Twitter handle.
Now, don't go asking me how she got internet in her cave. You see, I don't know. But she done fucked up.
Yeah.
She actually...
This is Steve. He's the help. We don't let him in the house. And you're like, oh, weird.
She actually dissed her, in a very nice way in the video. Yeah.
What did she say exactly?
Fuck. I can't remember. Hold on.
She just... No, it's okay. You don't have to be... It's not that important. But she was very sweet, though.
Yeah.
She's like, I guess she says we can't do... When I was
nothing
young,
wrong.
They told me I wasn't allowed. I was the weird one because I was catfishing. The noodling was only for the boys, and I'm a girl.
Dude, she could talk about anything, and we're all like this.
You pretend that you're... Because catfish are big. You pretend like your arm is a noodle.
Okay.
And then it goes and it gets it, and then you fist in the mouth and you pull it out.
Oh,
you pull out
shit.
The gills too. They pull out the gills. Like they go through the mouth, out the gills, and they're holding this giant.
She's stealing catfish like this. She's
that'd be amazing if our friend told, I'm gonna noodle your wife's asshole.
Your wife's catfish. pull up one of her noodling videos.
Noodling.
Pull up a nude.
What's her Hannah Baron?
Pull up one of her nudes.
So then she gets bit by the catfish and then grabs it.
Pulls
it out.
Yeah.
What a crazy way to fish.
It's an insane way to fish. But it's a living. It's so fun.
All right, here's one of the fish. You want to see the shit
this
she
account
catches?
Is restricted as well.
Damn.
Just to you, though, not to me.
Who? That's the...
This the Southern Belle.
And that was her with the other videos.
Yep.
Oh, she's a hot looking lady.
Yeah.
That makes you gay.
God damn.
And then look. Oh, fast forward here. Get to one of these monsters. Come on.
That sounds very. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Sounds very horny right
That's
now.
It.
It.
It's wild.
But those videos, yeah. Yeah, she's a good-looking lady.
Yeah.
Very hot lady.
You're the wrong lady to say you're ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
So many people she could have chose from.
Like, the other one, the Lebanese chick is good-looking, too, but a different good-looking, but...
I prefer her because she's playing in mud.
Yeah.
No, the other chick is hot, too. I think they're both fine, but, like, it's weird. Isn't it weird? To be like, why do men like girls like this? Like, that's not a good look, dude.
Yeah.
That really feels like you're just jealous. Like, that's
all
also, it sounds
there's
like.
There's dudes that that like chicks with dicks. You can't control
that's true.
What someone's going to like. It's not up to you.
Poseidon?
Yeah. No, no, you never judge what people like, do you?
No, he likes
always.
Chicks with dicks.
Yeah, he does.
Always.
Yeah, he does love chicks with dicks. But that's because he doesn't like chicks yapping.
Yeah, he likes dudes with tits, actually. Yeah. There's a subtle difference.
Look at
no
it.
Such thing as
you know
chicks
what this
with
reminds
dicks.
Me of? She's the real tits. Tomb Raider. She's Lara Croft.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big-ass fish.
Actually, when I saw because I saw this on Twitter, but I kind of ignored it.
Yeah, he's like, he had to go to the bathroom for a little bit right after
I
he saw this.
I had seen this, and somebody, I think, I couldn't tell if they were joking. And they were saying, like, apparently if you like this, you're gay.
Yeah, because that's what she said. She says, if you like it, if you think this is hot, you're gay.
Yeah, and I saw this.
A hot chick.
And I saw this. I was like, what the fuck is gay about this?
Besides, like, are you looking for the lump?
Yeah, I'm looking. I thought she had a dick or something.
Like, Besides, like, goddamn, guys, I don't know how to say this, but I'm fucking gay.
It's like one of those hidden, find the hidden penis. He's like, where is
I'm
it?
I'm gay as hell, dog.
It's like a tape job.
It's like Illusion with the background or something. You don't see your cock. You're like,
that's like an X-Men.
She wrote, if you like this, you're gay. That is so stupid.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
Somebody
she's a good-looking lady.
Yeah. That means how many followers she have? She probably has a massive presence on.
She went on private.
Not her.
I have her.
No, he's talking about Samira went on private. Not her.
This girl said 2.1 million.
No way.
I think she just blocked you.
That's not the right one, bro.
2.1 million on TikTok.
Hannah Baron has zero followers.
Hold on.
Come on. What are we talking about?
Very she's on Instagrams.
Instagram.
It's okay, you don't have to.
Yeah, let's keep looking at videos of this lady.
2 million.
That's good. Yo, what's happening with Alec Baldwin? You know what I found out?
Oh, yeah.
So the court case is happening.
Oh, yeah. And yeah.
I heard about
this. I saw the footage, yeah.
The girl who loads the weapons?
She was found guilty, right?
She's been in jail this whole fucking time.
A whole time?
Yeah, and this guy's not. Wow. But he's the one who fired.
But it was her fault, though.
It was his fault, too. He fired twice.
Yeah, but he thinks there's, like, blanks or something.
It's
impossible that there's real bullets in that gun for him. Him in his head, it's impossible.
Yeah. I get it, but if she's in trouble for not knowing, he should also be in trouble for firing the gun, no?
I think he gets off scot-free.
Yeah.
I think he gets off scot-free, too, but I don't think he should.
I think he should.
Get off he's an actor.
Yeah.
He thought it was all fake.
Yeah.
It was he's on set.
He was also the producer of that. He was supposed to make sure that it all goes on, like, off.
That's why he hired a professional.
That's his defense.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't his job. That's like the clear case of that's not my job.
Yeah, but
my job is to shoot the gun.
I get it, but isn't the law, it doesn't matter your intent behind it, it's the result. So like if you accidentally hit someone with your car, if you murder them, you're still, it's not murder, it's manslaughter because you still killed them, right?
I'm pretty sure, yeah, you might be right.
But if I tell Chris, hey, this is a fake gun with fake bullets and we're going to just pretend... shoot over there, and he shoots over there, and he kills someone.
Yeah.
I'm the reason why he...
Yeah, I don't know. Now I changed my mind, actually, that he said that.
Him, too.
Because I feel like I'd be like, dude, I'm not an idiot. I'm not just going to shoot a gun. Like, is this real? No, trust me. I'm going to check myself if this is real. Like, now it's become weird, but because he's an actor...
Do you think Alec Baldwin, though, could tell the difference between a blank and a real bullet?
No, he can't, but apparently...
He trusted a professional to tell him.
Yeah, but apparently the more stuff that came out of this is that... So you have to do tests between the takes. And apparently he was super frustrating. So they said that between the take where they're supposed to take the time, he's yelling, like, no, just go, roll, keep rolling. We're just doing it. He kept like...
Oh, weird.
Yeah. So the problem is they go, even if we wanted to do the check, the ear thing and all that, we couldn't because this guy's in charge and he's fucking busting our balls. Continue. He goes, so if you're not following the procedure of wait and check this and that...
That's your fault.
And then you kill this person. Then you go, well, it was supposed to be blanks. You're right. It was supposed to be blanks.
Skip the step.
But you also, bro, you fucking harassing everyone. You're yelling at everyone. Let's go. Keep doing it when this is a dangerous thing.
Fuck, you might be right.
Yeah. So when I heard that, I was like,
but that woman should have been, like, one,
that woman's incompetent.
Yeah.
That woman should be in jail, but I'm saying him, since he actually...
Did you see Alec after?
And I have a question, too.
There's a video.
Not right now?
There's a body cam of the cops. So there's a video of him rehearsing that shot before.
Oh, God, okay.
And then there's a video of the body cam of him just, like... And the cop's like, hey, what's wrong? He's like, yeah, you know, I didn't mean to, like, whatever.
Oh,
and he's just completely in shock.
Of course, bro.
He's wandering around, and the cop's like, yeah, nobody leave here. Everybody stays
here.
There's
no way he intended.
This is and then you see the ambulance come out. They try to give her, like, the air oxygen.
I have a question, by the way.
Yeah.
If this is a set, right, and it's just for a movie, why do they have real bullets in the first place?
Yeah. Well, good question.
I believe no one's asked
this. I'm so glad you asked that question. I wonder if they
did they? I'm sure somebody's asked it before me.
Yeah. Well,
this has happened before.
This has happened before, and apparently, what happens is the same place that manufactures the real ones manufactures the fake ones.
Because
I think it's the same thing. So you take off the gunpowder or something, you put like a thing.
You take off the tip, and you basically not weld, but close the tip. So when it shoots the blank, the metal just rips open, but there's no tip that fires out.
Look, the point is, it can happen. It's happened
before. This is a blank. Look at this.
It's happened before, but it's no. Some of them look similar to. So the way they said you could tell is if you shake it, because I think the blank one has, you could hear something
less
inside.
Less weight or something.
Like it has like something
like
inside.
A rattle.
But the point is, there's no way you could do that if the guy's yelling at you, let's go. No, it doesn't matter. Let's go. Do it take fast right now. So he's at fault too, but she's at fault because she was apparently, like even on other sets, she's like a dummy. Doesn't know what the
you're
fuck
you're talking about
doing.
The girl that got shot?
Yeah. She's like a dummy.
The director?
The girl that was handling the weapons, she's like a real dummy and just doesn't really know what's going on. It was like nepotism that got her in. And that's what happens. You get fucking...
Yeah, Brandon Lee got the same fate.
Yeah, Brandon Lee got killed too.
During the set of The Crow.
So that's what I'm saying is that him... I'm with you.
I think Brandon Lee, though, it was...
Sounded like a cover-up.
Apparently, I think it was... there was like a rock in the gun, like if there was a stunt or something, and there was a little pebble or something.
And it's the pebble that got him.
Yeah.
Huh. Weird.
It's crazy.
It's all such a perfect murder, though, when you think about it.
Yeah.
When you're like, oh, who blames who? Who done it? Like, it's like, oh, it wasn't supposed to be this way. Like, if you were planning something
for
like this.
For Brandon Lee, yes, but for Alec Baldwin, it's the worst murder.
Because we all think
it's
him.
Though, it's all social media, though. And the fact that he went after Trump hard. So all the Trump supporters are like
helped him.
Fucking like just shitting on Alec Baldwin.
Oh,
like
right.
Crazy.
I see.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know what they're going to find out. But I don't know what the because I know that if you even if it's an accident, you still get.
Consequences.
Yeah. Always. Especially if a life is taken.
Well, what if let's say you're crossing on a green light and you're driving, but then somebody jaywalks?
That's
the red
light. Fault. That's 100% on them. But if you're speeding, you're not intending to kill someone, and someone jumps out and you're speeding,
you still get clipped on the speeding.
Even though you get clipped on the murder. It's not the speeding.
Like, we'll forgive you for speeding through a murder, but here's a ticket for speeding.
You're going too fast.
I clocked you at 80 in a 50 zone.
Yeah. You're
and
going
then you
down,
murdered
buddy.
Someone.
But the murder's fine.
Yeah, but they jaywalked.
You know how many points you get taken off your license for murdering someone, dude? It's like nine.
All of them.
I'm about to find out. So it was, I don't know what to do. Honestly, Alec Baldwin is so fucking weird because at the same time.
His life, he must be, like, he seemed crazy before this.
Yeah.
He must be just batshit crazy now.
Because how do you deal with it?
Pull up the him reacting.
Because you pulled the trigger. So it's in
pretty
your head.
Crazy.
You didn't want to.
Yeah.
Like in your head, you know, you're just having fun with friends.
That's probably even worse.
It's like
worse.
Me doing this to you right now, and then, I don't know, something happens and it kills you.
That's probably even
it
worse.
Traumatized the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
So every movie is going to be in now. He'll be like, okay, you're a cowboy. Can I have a knife? I'm the knife cowboy.
No, they're never giving him a gun.
And then
again.
He'll accidentally stab someone.
Yeah.
I stabbed him.
I didn't know it was a real knife.
I stabbed the AD.
I stabbed the AD 3 times in the neck.
Yeah. Nobody told me it was a real knife. Dumb bitch gave me
a
real knife.
Are you still in Twitter looking for the...
Yeah, he's Googling Twitter.
Sometimes it works. Sometimes it works
Twitter
better.
Twitter search engine is wild. Eh?
Sometimes it works better.
Let me look at my emails. I checked in my emails and there's nothing.
There's no sign of Alec Baldwin anywhere.
I feel bad for that woman.
So it's not this. It's later maybe. This is like he already... I think this is old.
Fucking he
oh, here it is. That's footage of him rehearsing it. That's what last thing she saw, that lady.
What is he saying?
She's dead. Is in a state of shock. She wasn't dead. They whisked her off in an ambulance. This is when he finds out he murdered someone. Wild.
Oh, no. I'm not. I don't envy that feeling, man.
There's the guy. That was the guy behind her. Also, the guy who played in GTA 5, apparently. Trevor.
Oh, shit.
It
that
was Trevor?
No, it looked like him.
Okay. Oh, bro, that's terrible to hear that, bro. Yeah. That's my God, bro.
Yeah, I remember this picture.
Doesn't even have his mask on.
But this picture is bad because it makes him look happy. It's not a good pic, but it's just a moment in time. But that must be, bro, psychologically, I don't know if I'd have the strength to handle you telling me that I accidentally shot like my friend that I work with in the head. I'd go crazy.
None of those cops wearing masks either. What the fuck, dude? What a weird
That's why
video.
She died.
But yeah, that's the shot right there. Here we go. Are you doing okay? No, I'm not actually. And I just shot someone. He's a little incoherent in this like interview. He's kind of like rattled.
Yeah, but this is crazy.
Yeah, this is right after.
This is right after.
This is the cops get there.
So,
ambulance is arriving soon.
Have we heard Poseidon, the girl who was in charge? Have we heard her? Like, what is she saying? What's her fucking defense?
What's her name?
Oh, I don't know fucking know her name. Just type in Rust Set.
Is this movie going to come out?
I don't think
like,
so.
Did they finish
I think they did. I think it did come out. I think it came out like last month or something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus, fuck.
Can you imagine being catering and just being like, hey, sorry.
What's going on, guys?
Lunch is ready.
Okay, so for tomorrow, instead of 18 dinners, I guess 17? Yeah. Fucking bike.
One less mouth to feed.
God damn, bro.
You have that one extra, like, Poseidon, just caught bread. He's like, I still get paid, right?
No, you mean still 18. I'll take her food.
Yeah. The assistant director is like, yes.
Isn't he the guy that got shot?
I don't know. It's somebody moving up in a rank for sure.
Yeah, she. That's like when the president gets shot.
Exactly. The assistant steps in. The vice director comes in.
Woman who gave Alec Baldwin a loaded gun on doomed Russ set heads to trial.
Mm. That's her. That's yeah, not yeah. a good picture. Yeah, that's not a good picture when you go to court.
I like that picture, actually. She's probably a gun stunt woman, like somebody who handles this shit for, like, Hollywood.
So yeah, she's very good at her
Not
job.
Well, though.
But, yeah, definitely.
Fuck, what's her name?
Hannah
Gutierrez Reed. You're literally on it.
Halina Hutchins?
Yep.
No.
Bro, it's literally right there. Look. Go down. Hannah Gutierrez Reed.
Where, bro?
Huh? Down.
Oh, okay.
If only he could read at the third grade level.
Well, it's because, bro, everything's small here, man, and I can't see.
He's like,
see.
Finally, they spell read the way I do.
You can both read.
I can read.
Also, she's going to Yale.
She's got makeup that lady from Lebanon would think she's hot.
Yeah.
She's like, finally, sexy, beautiful
a sexy
lady.
American
but she
woman.
Likes guns, so you're gay if you think that's hot, dude.
No, she likes it because she's like, she doesn't know how to use a
guilty.
Gun.
She's guilty of her death.
Of course.
Yeah, she's that's what we said. She's in prison.
Damn.
Well, she got what she wanted.
How much time is she doing?
Rust armor. She's called an armor. Let's see.
And the director is called the director.
Does it say how long?
I feel like she'll do fine in prison, though. Like, her build and everything, I think she'll be fine.
I think she's going to fucking bang chicks.
Yeah, for sure.
Eighteen months. That's not bad.
And God then, plus, damn. She already got... She time was served. Already... Time served, yeah. And time served in Quebec is twice the time. Is that the same
what?
In the States?
Oh, I have no idea.
Like, if the whole time you're in prison...
It's a joke here.
It's times two? It's a,
yeah,
there's a
it's
multiplier
times
on
two,
it?
Yeah.
What?
So if you get, let's say, you get arrested, they put you in jail.
Wow. Before the
and
trial,
then
if you're in jail?
You're in jail for a year during your court case or whatever.
Oh, shit.
And then you get 5 years in prison. They go, okay, you already did 1 year times two, so you did 2 years.
Wow.
So all you got
shit.
Is 3 years left.
And then you get probation.
And then once you got 3 years left, and then once you're like 4 months later, they're like, okay, we can parole.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Parole. Yeah.
And what's parole, sorry?
Parole is they let you out.
On
conditions, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you have to check in with your parole officer. You're not allowed. Sometimes you're not allowed to be in certain places
or talk.
You can't be with
people.
Other yeah. criminals.
Yeah, that you can't ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta tell them where you're going.
You have curfew and shit like
a
that.
Lot
yeah,
of times, times,
yeah, curfew.
Curfew you do, but not always. It depends.
Okay.
Sometimes you can't go in bars.
Yeah. Depends
really?
On what you
yeah.
did.
Yeah. yeah.
Or you have to. That's why some of them
you're
have
not
to find a
firing
job.
Firing any movie prop guns.
Well, Adam has curfew still, but he can get away with it if it's for work, right?
Yeah,
dude. Adam, so I was talking about the Pantel's podcast. I was freaking
God.
Out. He goes to me.
So yeah, so he went to jail and he's out now.
He's out now.
House arrest.
He was under house arrest.
What happened?
He's still under parole, I think. He has.
He just
a curfew.
Did the house arrest.
Yeah, they couldn't put him in
jail. And he was staying. In that basement with another man.
Yeah, but they let him upstairs, I think. During
oh, fucking fancy.
Yeah. I think they share a room.
Wow.
Very fancy.
Who's this?
Adam. He's the intellectual.
He's one of the intellectuals.
Oh. I thought you were talking about Lucas Mañana for a second.
No. But so Luca Adam, I was asking.
Oh, Luca Mañana.
We have a thing about
he
that.
Wanted, he okay. wanted to get transferred, didn't he?
He is. But Adam couldn't get transferred. He still has, like, parole. And a curfew, unless it's work related, then he could stay up later. He just needs a letter from his employer. But he was telling me how, because I was like, fuck, all this because you were coerced by these idiots, you know? And I go, fuck, you should have maybe fought it in court. He goes, I couldn't afford to fight it because it was over 10 G's. I didn't have it. And he goes, the problem now is that it's going to be very hard for me to find a job because in the criminal code, there's different levels of crimes that you could commit, right? And I was like, but you were just a dummy. What's the big deal? He goes, because what I pled guilty to, black extortion, all that stuff, it's the second highest thing in the criminal code.
After murder.
It's murder that, wow. He goes, rape is beneath this.
Goddamn.
Really?
Yeah, he goes, my lawyer told me, it's worse than rape. You're worse than a rapist. You're going to have trouble finding a job because you're worse than a rapist.
That's crazy. Just
telling that to any woman. Yeah. You're like, oh, this is way worse than rape.
That's what I said. I said, this is crazy. That's way worse. Like, this is way worse.
This is clearly worse than rape. Extortion. We can all agree.
Which isn't not even close to rape.
It's number two, though, apparently. Yeah. No, second worst the thing.
In the eyes of the law.
You can tell it was a dude that did the list. Yeah. He was like, that's worse. Yeah. I was extorted.
Clearly.
For rape. No, but it can't be worse than this.
It can't be worse than black, bro.
They asked for $1 million. I said no. That's horrible.
Crazy, yeah? Yeah, it's bad.
It's completely nuts. So, yeah, Luca Magnotta.
Yeah, Luca Magnotta transferred. He's in with Bernardo.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
The guy that...
Didn't he look up to him?
Yeah, he was his idol. But apparently, Luca Magnotta identifies as a woman now.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
he's
yeah.
trying to go into a...
He's beating the system.
Apparently,
he's beating the system. Yeah. In the right country to do it.
Yeah. We're dummies.
If you're in Canada right now, a little hot tip for anybody listening is thinking they're going to fuck parole up this week. You go back, identify as a woman, and they can't do anything.
Dude, I don't want to hold on. I don't want to fuck up this whole legal system, but if you're listening and you're in prison, identify as innocent.
Yeah.
Oh. Uh-huh. Hit him with the Uno reverse.
Hit the system where it hurts.
Yeah, be like, you're be like, guilty.
Whoa. Yeah, be like, this is my expression. I identify as innocent. Don't rule
I identify
me.
As the judge.
Yeah. I'm the judge.
You want to take it one step further, yeah?
You bigot.
I identify as the victim.
But yeah, he's... you know what? The only thing that must suck for Luca Magnotta, though, if he goes to a woman's jail...
No gay guys to fuck?
He's a gay guy. So there are no dicks.
Yeah. But there's other dudes who are identifying as girls.
Oh, so he's got to bang other fucking creepy...
He's looking for another bottom.
Yeah.
He's going to the right place.
Oh, that... Oh,
tons of tops. And
imagine
the guys.
How
these two
shitty.
Lesbians were fucking each other in the ass.
There were a lot of tops where he's from. He's
looking
for
bottoms. Imagine how shitty that must be if you're like... A guy that's like, I'll pretend to be a woman, that way I go to woman jail, no one's going to rape me. You show up, and then Luca Magnotta rapes you.
Holy
you're
shit.
Like, God damn, I got raped by a woman.
Imagine the guard having to put an end to stuff and just explain to his boss, like, what happened in the ladies' prison? He's like, I don't know how to... These two women were sucking each other's dicks.
That's exactly how we go.
There's no other way to say this.
Yeah.
They were sword fighting in the showers.
Yeah, it was like jeez. Somehow someone got raped here last night. They're like, wait, how? They're all supposed to be women, aren't they? He's like,
oh, I
yes,
never said they weren't.
Yes.
I never said they weren't.
This is a bit of a mystery, isn't it, then?
So they were...
This lady came everywhere.
How could this possibly happen?
Who assaulted them? They did. Yeah. Who? Them?
All of them. All of them.
Yeah, how is this physically possible? That's what I'm saying.
I'm not a hero. It's not a hero. We're not discussing what's physically possible.
This shouldn't happen, right? That's what we're saying.
God damn.
Oh, what a Uno card to play.
Yeah.
I'm a lady.
That's a crazy.
So smart.
But it's also like, hey, you got a dumb system. You're going to have people who can take advantage of that shit. That's just the way it is. Whether or not you agree with somebody identifying as a woman is irrelevant.
It's irrelevant.
If it gets them fucking more ass in prison, or if it gets them, you know, better success in prison, or like, you know what I mean, makes them safe.
But judges have the power to go fuck yourself. You're not a woman.
Mm.
You're a dude.
Do
they? They could say, they could, but yeah, they might get, they won't lose their job, I don't think, but they might get. They might lose everything else.
Because what I would tell Zizra be like, look, if you had come in here with that premise, maybe we could make an exception.
Mm-hmm.
You walked in here, dude, motherfucker, you're serving your time as a dude.
Or, and even if you came in the first time and said that, I think once you're in the system, you can't, if
change
you came
it.
In as a dude, you're a dude.
I think you can, though.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, you definitely can. You shouldn't be able to.
No, right, you shouldn't. Yeah. No.
No, that's too much, because then you're playing with the system.
Like Portland's also, if I'm not mistaken, Portland also, they've got some, like, I think it's Portland.
Oh,
or like,
Portland's wacky as
well. Or Denver. Somebody's got this weird prison system that's also very much, like, you can decide tomorrow.
To leave?
No, to be like, I identify as a woman now.
I identify as the warden.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Let me out of here. I order you.
I order you.
Yeah, you son of a bitch.
You want to lose your job? You want to lose your job? The guy's like, I don't know what to do.
You son of a bitch. You'll never get away with this. And he opens it and lets him out.
That's so stupid.
How do you plead to the 9 counts of pedophilia? Identify as a boy.
Yeah.
Put him in a...
We were just boys being boys, Your Honor.
9 lawyers discussing. We didn't prepare for this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're just huddling.
So fucking smart.
And then the little kid is like, oh, this is worse than Scared Straight.
The kid's like, God damn, thank God I didn't get extorted.
Yeah, fuck Straight. <worse. laughs>
This is... At least it's not extortion. Am I right?
Am I right, gang? High five. High five.
Yeah, way better.
Okay, Timmy.
I couldn't imagine being extorted. Ew, gross.
Timmy, you're going to have to go in a colostomy bag for the rest of your life. But good news and bad news.
Holy fuck.
The good news, it's a colostomy bag. Or bad news, colostomy bag. Good news.
No blackmail.
No blackmail. Yeah. You're good.
We didn't get extorted out of anything. Good. We're good.
You're good.
No blackmail.
We checked your... Equifax score, it's still good.
No identity theft.
No identity theft.
Here's the way we're going to say it, Timmy. Yes, you were inappropriately touched by a black male, but you weren't the victim of blackmail. You feel me, doggy? You feel me? It's so stupid. It's so dumb. What a country.
Did you ever see that episode of Scared Straight where the kids were, there's one episode that shouldn't have aired or like they didn't edit it? And they're swearing in the episode and everything.
The kids are swearing?
No, like the prisoners and everything. Oh, they just didn't edit this episode. Mm-mm. And it's like literally just jack dudes to children, these little boys, and going like, yeah, you're going to be my little bitch? And they're like, pussy faggot. They're like, yeah, come hold my pocket. Hold my pocket. And then they're like, the kid's walking around with his pocket, which is like clearly like, you're going to be my little prison bitch. And he's like, yeah, look at you holding my pocket. I'm going to fuck you in the ass later. And this is all on TV. They didn't edit this episode for whatever reason. It like slipped out of the hands.
Dude, you already sold it to me. I like it.
Dude, it is the wildest episode of Scared Straight. It's so fucking funny because the kids are like, and you're like, holy fuck, who's got a handle on this? Like, this is crazy.
Scared Straight. Yeah. 9 children go into a prison. 8 come back.
Scared Straight, yeah. It's funny.
When you said Scared Straight, I thought it was something else.
Oh. No, nothing
can
scare you that much.
Bunch of disappointed parents send their kids to a camp. They come back straight.
Yeah, Poseidon's like nothing to scare me that much.
You can't scare me straight.
I'll never be scared straight, dude.
We can scare me gay, though.
I'm scared of nothing. I'm scared of nothing.
Cocks for life, dog.
There's no way.
MTV Scare. I think it's a 99 uncensored.
Uncensored.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it.
The full episode is there. I think
it's crazy, and it's just on YouTube like that. Oh, you got to sign and confirm your age.
You got to
swap accounts because this is the one where you're 17, right? This account, you got to swap that. You got to put it in the other account.
Just talking.
Oh.
There's the account where he pretends he's 17.
Yeah.
And that's not going to be the same episode.
You want to put the volume up?
Good kids don't come inside somebody's prison, man.
Wake him up.
Explain to your young dumbass if you got a problem. That's why you inside somebody's prison. Back the fuck up with the cameras, man. Back
See, the southern up. Accent on a lady is hot. On a big black dude, man. It's kind of scary.
It's fucking terrifying.
And he's not a big dude, right, but he's scary.
Man, we're going noodling later. Noodle, you ever heard of noodling? Captain Catfish?
Find this little boy's catfish.
I'm going to put that noodle in
the camera guy. The kids know now, they're like, oh shit, you can fuck with the camera guy? It's real.
I tell you motherfuckers, one motherfucking time. I want everybody on this motherfucking stage to take your motherfucking boots.
This guy thinks he can take him.
Right now, take your shit off.
They never swore. You're right. Because it's MTV.
Yeah.
It's like basic cable.
Yeah, yeah, basic. This went out like this. And he's like, take off your boots and give them to me now.
Throw him against the fuck up.
And he's like, throw him against the wall like this.
Wait, are they going to leave barefoot?
He's humiliating them.
Now, when I tell you motherfuckers to pay attention, and to keep your motherfucking eyes glued to the man that's in front of you, that's what the fuck I expect you young dumb motherfuckers to do.
if you fast forward it, there's a point where he's walking. It's like a 20-minute thing.
The things that go on inside
but find the part where he's like, you're my little bitch. It's wild.
Wait, is that kid crawling?
Yeah.
He's ain't nothing. The little guy on the corner. Your mother, get your ass over here. Look at this. This ain't nothing but a goddamn baby. In this motherfucking prison. Why? You know why he here? Because there's motherfuckers like you. That's right. And they're fucking
bullshit. Actually, I like what he's saying. He says this kid
yeah,
shouldn't
that
be
here. That guy's fine.
I'm not your goddamn son. You understand? So get your motherfucking ass back over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, this guy's soft. This guy's soft. This guy's playing the role.
I like what he's doing. This guy is saying it's because of you fuckers that this kid's going to get raped. That's a crackhead.
Dude, I'd be murdered, dude. I'd be so scared. Holy shit, Danny Trejo over here. Geez.
He's got the scariest face in neck fucking, I've ever seen.
It's like Artie Lang if he was Mexican.
Body. He looks like
he's tiny fucking body.
He looks like he's Danny Retrejo.
I'm going to work you. Oh, he's telling him I'm going to fuck you. Well, let me go, let me go.
I'm saying, you got to let us listen.
Sorry.
50 big, greasy, dirty, just come from the Leon.
Can you put the volume up, bro?
And here you come. No. What are you going to do? And they look at you funny. Say, what's up with this? I'm a man. I stand in a urinal of piss. Why are they looking at me like I'm a woman? That's prison. Look at me. You walk in here. Watch this face. Look at this face, good. There's somebody like me waiting. He's got a fork and a knife, and the spit is dripping down his mouth like the cartoons. We will eat you alive.
I'm surprised there weren't more kids that were like, this is TV. They're not going to do anything, so go fuck yourself.
Some of them did. When he makes him walk with a pocket, though, is the funniest thing.
I'm trying to find it.
Jesus Christ.
There's so much abuse.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. This is the good old days.
Yeah, these kids are fine now, dude. These kids are all fine
those
now.
Those are all lawyers.
They're all straight A students.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go back. Put the volume
change
up.
His name.
Would have been amazing if he was like, touch my dick.
He's like, how far can this sketch go?
Touch my dick. Suck it, you motherfucker.
Don't look at the cameraman, look at me.
Wash my drawers and socks, motherfucker. And you have to suck my motherfucking dick. Motherfucker, my dick get hard. You talk, motherfucker. That's the shit that go on the bridge. Dump that shit, too. Hold on, bitch. You got a fucking problem. Let me tell you something else. Your name is Robin, motherfucker. That's your name. Let me tell you what we do to young, tender motherfuckers in here. We prostitute you, young motherfucker. In other words, you go to the highest bidder, motherfucker.
That guy's gonna make a good dad. Can you talk to the kids before they go out tonight? I got this.
I got this.
Come on, you faggot.
Average American football coach, by the way. High school football coach.
It'll be your big stinking ass, too. Don't get it fucked up.
Still holding his pocket.
Nah.
You suck my dick.
He just told the guy ask him to suck his dick.
Did the guy ask?
Like, I fuck him.
Get hit. Come here, bitch. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, he just bought this.
He bought him, yeah.
For a newspaper.
Dude, hold my shirt. This kid is fucking... Wow. I swear to God, this kid's straight. This kid's like, I'm good. Yeah, anyways. I highly recommend watching this, like, 30 minutes of this.
Dude, I'm all about child abuse.
This is good TV. This is good TV.
Yeah. Did you guys see the one where I think it's Scared Straight, but like more recent? It's a kid with glasses, and he's like, whoa, come through the door, come through the door. And he's like, I can't.
Yeah.
Because the door is like not open.
Yeah, like the kid calls his bluff, basically.
Yeah.
It's the fake scare. It's the Steve Wilco show. Yeah, it's not fun.
But you're through a glass, you can't touch him. This is different.
But back in the day, the 90s was the shit. Early 2000s.
Boot camps.
Oh, dude.
Remember Jenny Jones? They'd send off the kids to boot camp, dude, and then they have the drill sergeant yell at them?
Besides, we know what this is. The glass where they can't get through? No, we don't. The meme? No. But yeah, they used to really fuck with kids.
Yeah.
And adults. They used to do crazy shit back in the day on TV. TV was golden.
There was on Jenny Jones. Jenny Jones was like known for like this and Ricky Lake and all that shit. But they had this like jacked drill sergeant who was like a Marine or something. And you know, he's wearing the hat like this. He's like, and like yelling like this. And there's this little kid. And he's like, you want me to be your daddy, little boy? And the little boy goes, yes, sir. And he's like, what did you say? He's like, yes, sir. He's like, you don't have a daddy? He's like, no, sir.
Yeah. And he's then, like, fuck.
God damn. And you see him. He's like, he's holding back tears. He's like, come here, little man. He's like, gives him a hug. It's the saddest fucking shit, dude.
Kissing, I don't have cut that. If I was like, I would have been like, maybe we can't show this part.
It was a great.
Yeah. Jenny Jones, the guy got murdered.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because of the Jenny show. Jones. I think that's like, how it got canceled.
Yeah,
the guy got canceled.
Came out as gay, to his buddy.
No, it wasn't even he came out as gay, to his buddy.
He's like, I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with you.
And then the guy laughed it off and ha, ha, ha. And Jenny Jones did kind of gay jokes.
No, but it's because the gay guy kept busting his balls.
That's really? Right. Okay. Yeah.
The gay guy kept busting his balls.
Yeah, he was like flirty, like, oh, come on, you like it. Like,
after
like
the this show.
Yeah,
for like a while. And then the guy got pissed off and he says, dude, you keep fucking harassing me. You keep trying to get me to go out with you. I'm not gay. Everyone thinks I'm gay. He lost his mind. He killed him.
Oh, shit. You see the guy that shot his wife? There's a video on Twitter. There's no video of the shooting, but right before?
No.
Because she cheated on him? He's like belly out. He's wearing a robe. He's naked under. It's blurred. And he's all drunk and he's got a shotgun. And she's filming. She's like, Earl, put the fucking gun down. And he's like, well, he's like, you want to fucking do this? He's like, you're going to say hi to Jesus. He's like, all right. So look at me. And he's like, yeah, Earl, whatever. He's like, all right, say your goodbyes. You're going to say hi to Jesus. And then pop, kills her. And he's,
And you see it?
You the video cuts right before because
it's
I think
POV like she's
it's
filming
her
him.
It's her footage and he's just like super calm being like you're gonna see Jesus and like Jesus points Christ. It right at her head.
And what has she done?
Cheated on him.
He doesn't sound like
if you see him you would have cheated on him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He doesn't sound like a guy that you wouldn't cheat on.
Yeah.
Holy God shit,
damn. That's crazy.
There's a guy who shot his son in the States recently too.
For what?
For an argument.
For an argument.
Yeah, he'd used the gun and threatened his son before. Be like, you shut foot, don't fucking talk back to me, like all this stuff. And you see him on the ring cam after he shoots his son. He's on the ring cam and he's talking to the cops. He's like, yeah, I shot my son. He's like, what have I done? He got mad at him, like during an argument. He was like, fuck you, and just shot him. Like, that's crazy.
You know, what the fuck is wrong with you when you're showing your gun to your kid to get him to listen?
That's fucked.
That's mental. Yeah, like, if you have a gun and you show it to people when you're angry,
you're fucking
pussy. You're fucking deranged.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, those guys will always get what's coming to them, though, I feel. The in kid? Prison? No, the dudes that, like, go to prison.
But the kid, over under on deserving, what are we saying?
50-50.
60-40. Yeah, like 60-40.
We don't know. We don't know.
We don't know the full story.
For real, though, if my dad, every time he got angry at me, he took his gun out.
I'd freak.
I would have shut the fuck up. Yeah, I'd be a good boy.
Yeah.
I'm a good boy, Daddy.
My dad broke his hand once because he was so mad at me, and that scared the fucking shit out of me. I was just arguing with him.
Like he punched a wall?
Yeah, it was like, it was like a door of like a piece of furniture, but it was like super hard.
I raised the fucking communist!
And he's like, because I got him, right? And I was like, yeah, take that. You know, I was like arguing, looking for a fight. And he just like was so pissed. He went downstairs. All I heard was bang!
Oh my. And then he probably went like,
and he came upstairs. No, he didn't.
Oh, he acted like it didn't hurt.
My dad's a fucking. He's
He's a fucking real man.
Yeah, he's a veteran, 30 years in the army.
So he acted like with a broken hand. Yeah. Like
he came upstairs, got my mom. He said, "Bernadette, we have to go to the hospital." And he just left with her. And I was like, I think he just broke his hand. He came home with a cast, and I was like,
God damn.
Like, shit. Yeah, I didn't want to, but I was also like, fuck you, take that, dad.
Could you imagine?
But also terrified.
Yeah. You work your whole life to build a family. And then your old jizz makes you break your
making
arm.
Fun of you for breaking your fucking hand.
He used to fuck with us a lot, but always psychologically. Never physically, but it always felt like it was like...
Like what?
Like I got a licking. Dude, so many things. Like he one time, he would always threaten us with a belt. And we're like, oh, fucking belt. He's like, you're going to get the fucking belt.
You never got beat up?
Not by my dad. My mom's punched me once. Like, she threw me up the stairs
once.
Oh,
I got the shit kicked out of
up
me.
Up the stairs?
Up the stairs. Yeah,
that's a
like,
strong
whoa.
Lady.
Yeah, she was like, I was like, whoa. I remember flying up the stairs.
And that's a good thing to do because no one's going to believe you.
Yeah.
Like,
throwing down the stairs.
I got thrown up the stairs. If you got pushed down the stairs, now thrown up. You fucking dumb little liar.
Exactly. Piece of shit. Yeah, he would always fuck with us in the way he's like, so he's like, all right, you and your brother get upstairs. We'd always, me and my brother were always fighting, and my older brother, and he goes, you get upstairs, I want you on the bed, your pants down, and your fucking ass in the air, I'm coming up with a belt. me and my brother upstairs, and we're terrified of this man, because he's like, you know, in the army and fucking,
yeah, yeah.
We're on the bed, crying, and he's walking up the stairs, snapping the belt, stop. Stat, you know, and we're just like just snot coming out, and he comes in the room and he goes, bah! He's like, pull up your pants, you look gay, supper's ready. And we literally go like, pull your pants back up, trying to act tough, like we've just gotten the most humiliated we've ever been in our entire lives. Like, dude, I'd swear.
I'd be mad too if I had two gay sons.
He tied us up for supper once for like 3 hours because we'd bug him while he's eating. And he listens to classical music and he takes his time. He's a psycho. And he's...
He literally described him as so nice. He listens to classical music, yeah. Takes his time. He's like, fucking psycho.
Which I respect now. But as a kid, I'm like, you're psychotic. Who does this? Are you Hannibal Lecter? You know, as a kid, I'm just like, I want to go see my friends. Like, you wait till dad's finished. And that's just how it was. You know, you're in at 5:01, you don't eat. Yeah. 5 p.m., no hats at the table. We don't answer phones. It's like a military, military regime. And but every night I'd be like, oh, can I go? And he's like, if you guys don't fucking stop, I'm going to tie you both up there and you're going to watch me eat for hours. And we're like, meh, meh, meh. Sure enough, he's got rope in the house, like fucking rappel rope, army rope, ties us up with these intricate military knots. And my brother and I are just crying or yell, you can't fucking do this to us, you know, like this, just going insane.
And he's listening to music.
Cranks up. He's got these huge speakers in the living room, just fucking cranks him up, and he's just eating his food like an absolute psychopath. And we're trying to yell, and this lasts for like literally 2 hours.
God,
it was the most insane thing. Oh, yeah, he was chilling. He got for seconds. He was just there, sitting like this. This guy, he can run 30K with like rock, you know, like fucking rocks in a bag. Like, he doesn't give a shit.
I like him.
Yeah, it was pretty fucked. But only when you're older, you're like, oh, yeah, that was kind of fucked, wasn't it? When you're a kid, you're like,
yeah,
this is normal, I guess.
Yeah.
No, but I like him. I like his style.
Yeah. He threw me and my brother in the river to teach us how to swim. So we had a
river.
That's
apparently what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, but there were rapids, like white water. Yeah.
Oh,
and
shit.
We're in Ottawa, or near in Ontario, and he takes my older brother, and there's pictures of him. He's like, my older brother's 10. I'm 5 years younger. So my older brother's like, he's throwing him in the rapids. I've got a life jacket on. And he's taking me by the life jacket and throwing me in the rapids. And I'm thinking to myself, what is he trying to teach me? This isn't how you look. I'm wearing a life jacket. I'm just traumatized. So I'm underwater, like, trying to breathe. I'm 5 years old, trying to get air. But he's just like, yeah, having a laugh.
Dude, you've sold him to us. We like him.
Yeah, bring him on the podcast.
Yeah, it's super hilarious. As an adult, you look back and you're like, fuck, I'm glad all that shit happened to me. So I have like 100 of these stories, but... You know, when you're in it, you're like, fucking hate you. You know?
Yeah.
Dad, fuck
you. It makes
you
tougher, though.
It does. Yeah. I mean, just psychologically.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad, whenever he was around, he never raised his hands to hit us.
It's because you're taller than him.
No, even when we were kids, he just dipped. He was like, fuck this. He was not clever like that.
You got any parenting ideas? He's like, yeah, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
And my mother used to whoop our ass, though.
Yeah.
My brother. Friend's like, you know, to keep your kids in line, you just hit them. He's like, what kids?
Yeah. Beatings, my mom gave me a couple, but my sister got the worst of it. She was older. She was fucking annoying.
Yeah.
One time my mom broke her nose.
No.
God damn.
She annoyed my mom so much, she punched her in the face.
Holy God damn. Shit.
My mother's punched me in the face a couple of times.
Wait, but she punched your mom in the face?
No,
your mom punched her in the face.
Yeah, no, if she pushed my mom in the face, she would have been dead.
She'd be dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, my mom, she was so pissed. And it wasn't like, she tried to smack her and she was so angry, bro. It was like slap.
It was a slap? Like a
I think
slap?
It was an open palm. Like,
she's
Jesus.
Right in her face.
Oh.
Right in her nose, yeah.
What'd she say?
She was a teenager. She was rebellious. She was being, she was being very, very bitchy, very annoying.
My older brother said, fuck you, to my mom, and she did the same thing. She punched him right in the face.
Oh, fuck.
Socked him right in the face. It was the middle finger. It wasn't even fuck you. It was like one of these.
And to your dad?
To my mom. Oh. And she just turned around and went, pop, and just socked him.
Hey, you got
her. One time, I whispered, fucking bitch, under my breath to my mom, and she heard me. My life flashed before my eyes.
You're dead.
Dude. Yeah,
you're lucky you're still alive talking.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah. She warned me. She gave me because this is the first time. She goes, next time I'm gonna bury you.
The one thing you can't call your mom, eh?
Yeah,
it's fucking thick, crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Anyways, sick. If you fucking bitches like this podcast, head over to MikeWard.ca to watch our man Mike Ward live. He is on tour all
my
over
Quebec.
My parents
loved me and never hit me.
Yeah. Suffered zero abuse as a child.
That's
MikeWard.ca.
Why I'm a happy man.
It's all, this whole tour is going to be happy. It's all happy stories, fun jokes, nothing weird, nothing illegal. Chris Ramsey, on the other hand, was viciously abused, which is why he has magic tricks. He's trying to make
That's
his
correct.
Inner turmoil disappear. Will it work? Find out for yourself on the next episode of Bob. First.shop. Poseidon, ThePoseidon69 on Twitter and on Instagram. His website is IamPoseidon.com. Follow him and his antics. He's trying to get his YouTube channel up to 500 subscribers. If you can, go and subscribe. It's very easy. Find it. Click on subscribe. Very simple. PantelsComedy.com. Follow my stuff. Head over to Patreon.com/Pantels for the Patreon to support the intellectuals, to support Pantels podcast, Frenchcast, and everything that we do. Thank you, and go fuck yourselves.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.